In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast day of St. Gregory the Wonder Worker, with the commemoration of the second day in the octave of our patron saint, Gertrude the Great, the third collect of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Children, offering the Holy Mass this morning is one of our fathers from Mexico. Father Roberto Mardones is actually from Chile, but he works in Juarez in Mexico. He has a chapel as well in the United States, in Texas, in El Paso. The other priest who is on the altar this morning, Father Siordia, is a priest who was ordained at our church a few years ago. And Father Siordia has a church in Mexico as well, in Cocoyoc. And we're very happy to have these two fathers with us today. And we should say a special prayer for them, for God to bless them and keep them safe and help them to have a good work to save many souls for heaven. And that's the great work that was done by today's saint, children, St. Gregory the Wonder Worker. He became a Christian because of the teaching of Origen, who was an ancient philosopher, and he was one of his students, and he learned many things. But he learned even more from the Blessed Mother, who came to him one night. He had just become the bishop of his city, which was called New Caesarea in what is today Turkey. And he was laying in bed, and he was meditating and thinking about all of the wonderful things about God, the three persons in one God, the adorable Trinity, and all the rest. And his mind was just full of all the things that he had learned, when an old man came into his room, and then a most beautiful woman, and light was shining from her. And the beautiful woman said to the old man, "Instruct him in all of the glory of God." And then, that was Our Lady, she disappeared. And the old man, that was Saint John, the apostle and the evangelist, the same saint who used to come to Saint Gertrude very often too. He's the saint of the Sacred Heart and of Our Lady. And so Saint John spent the rest of the night with this young bishop, and he instructed him in all of the wonders of the Blessed Trinity and our holy faith. And by the time it was dawn, he disappeared, and St. Gregory had all of this knowledge. Then he thought to himself, "I need to write a book about everything that I've learned from St. John." Only, he never had time, because he was so busy teaching others. You see, there were only a handful of Christians in the city, and most people were living very bad lives. So right away he started to make converts and to preach. And our Lord gave him the gift of working miracles. That's what he's most known for. That's why we call him the Wonder Worker, and of driving out devils. The most famous miracle he worked was that he wanted to build a church, which was unusual then because it was during the times of the persecution. And people didn't usually have churches. They had to have Mass in someone's home or in the catacombs usually. But he wanted to build a church, and the property that he had was just a little bit too small. He went over the plans with the architect more than once, and they measured it out with a measuring tape. And between the seashore and the mountain, there wasn't quite enough room to build the church he wanted to build. So St. Gregory prayed about it. And he reminded our Lord of the promise in today's gospel that if you don't hesitate but believe, why, even a mountain could be thrown into the sea. Well, St. Gregory had a very pure and holy faith. Remember, he loved Our Lady very, very much. And so when he reminded our Lord of the promise, he prayed and fasted all night long. When he got up in the morning and he rubbed his eyes and he looked at the mountain, it had moved just enough so he could build his church exactly where he wanted to build it. And he worked many other miracles too. For example, once there were two brothers who were fighting over a property, and he made the course of water move from a river so that everybody would be happy with his portion of land. When St. Gregory came to die, he asked how many pagans were left in his city. And someone said to him, "Why, Your Excellency, there are only 17 pagans in the city." "Thanks be to God," St. Gregory said. "That's how many Christians there were when I got here." So really his greatest work
was making many, many converts. Oh, when the pagans came, I wanted to tell you this because St. Gregory is a bit like St. Patrick of Ireland. When the pagans came, St. Gregory said that it would be a good idea for everyone to hide and therefore not to be arrested or put to death. So he went up with a couple of deacons to the mountainside, and they were hiding, and then the pagans came. And all the pagans saw were three trees, but our Lord had disguised them as trees so that the soldiers wouldn't see them. The same thing happened to St. Patrick, and he was disguised as a deer once so that he and his followers wouldn't be hurt. But the most important thing about St. Gregory, I think, is this, children, was his great love for Our Lady. St. Gregory is one of the first ones to whom the Blessed Mother appeared, and she's the one who taught him how that what we learn in a book, children, about our faith is very important, but it's not enough. We must be full of the love of Jesus, of his Sacred Heart, and of his Blessed Mother. You know, children, that's the same lesson of St. Gertrude. St. Gertrude has worked for us many miracles, including the building of this church and preserving us from damage and harm many times over the many years of our history, children. And St. Gertrude, too, was a bit like St. Gregory in this sense, that when she was a girl, she was sent to the monastery at the age of 5. She was educated with the nuns, and she loved to study, except she mostly loved to study not so much religion, but the other subjects, and she did very well. Her marks were always excellent. And she became a nun. She was never too happy, and she grew unhappy and more unhappy as time went on. Finally, one year in January, after night prayers, our blessed Savior himself appeared to St. Gertrude, and she said later on, it was like there was a big hedge of thorns between me and our Lord. And then all of a sudden, our Lord reached over his hand, and he lifted me up, and he put me next to him. You see, children, our Lord is the one who really works the miracles so we can stay close to him. And then our Lord explained to her how just studying and getting good marks and learning many things would never be enough not to make her heart happy, any more than it was enough for St. Gregory when he studied with the philosopher Origen. But that her heart must be full of love for Jesus Christ. That's what would make the difference. And then when St. Gertrude learned that lesson, the rest of her life was a life full of joy because she never forgot that. So let's ask the saints we're honoring today to study our lessons and to learn them well, both religion and the other subjects we study, but to remember most of all the love of Jesus and the love of Mary. And don't forget, have a very strong faith. And sometimes in your life, you will see miracles too. Except the funny thing about our miracles is that you usually don't recognize them till later. But then you do and you think, oh, what a wonderful thing that was. How kind our Lord is to us. Now we're going to continue our novena in honor of St. Gertrude.